You plant a watermelon sometime, and if you plant it wrong time of the moon, you have a stomachache. That's just the way it works. You can't go ahead of stuff like Grandpa started all this, and it just improves like automobiles. Just improved it. Steam engines and all like that. I worked for a construction company, and I looked after that steam shovel was in, you know. And I said, they had me pump water to the steam shovel. They'd blow, and they didn't blow when they got enough for that building that rolls a road down there. And that's all I had to do all day long. That's all I done. It's a good job, but I like to stay busy. When I was in the service, we'd pull the guard two hours off. But that was a boresome job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you have to mind it. They have a bed check every night at 11 o'clock, sitting in the bed. First thing you go get, they go call up everybody. And if you go over the hill or anything, they'll call you. And they'll catch up when they get out there. And you get, if it's a war going on, they put you against the wall and shoot you. They don't know who shoots you, but some of them got blanks and everything. But they're strict in there. You mind better than you do at home. Don't
sounds
you think
scary.
You don't? I tell you.
Were you in the Army?
I was in there. I was drafted from 18 to 45.
Wow, where all did you go?
I went to Germany, England, France, Belgium.
Mm.
I went to all them countries over there, but them people over there live hard. All the women folks that does work, the men has a good time. That wouldn't work with me. And they had these little old steam engines, and our government had to ship these big steam engines over there to haul their stuff. The big guns and everything. See, they had guns that shoot for about, shoot 75 miles. That's the way they do when they shell it in there, like in a war, they shell that place, that village and everything. And then that's when you go in, the army troop goes in there with the soldiers, check the houses and everything. If you don't, Lord, you're in trouble. I tell you, I don't want to be in the war, though. If hell's in it, and it's going to rain some of these days, it's going to rain far, going to destroy this world instead of water. I don't think it will work, because it tells you about it in there. And when the Antichrist and them come, and if you ain't got a scar on your arm right there, it'll kill you. That day's a coming. I don't know when it'll come, but it might be in your time, but it might not be in my time, because I expect to be here too long, because I'm getting up in age.
So you've seen a lot of changes around here, huh?
Lord, I can write you. One fella wanted me to write a book. He wanted me to write a book, because I talked to the manager up here at the store, the ignorant, and he wanted me to write a book so he could read it, you know. But a lot of people don't want to talk about old times, you know.
How come?
I don't know. But we come up hard when they didn't pay you no with slavery back in them days.
Hmm.
And they passed the law with the colored man. I don't know where them fellas was, our leaders was educated enough and everything. They've had trouble ever since. You know, they didn't go with the book right there then. When they're making law, it's supposed to be for everybody, not for this one person. But that's where I just wondered if he won't be a slave.